so many health problems are linked to poor sleep. Well, I tried My Pillow, and I was very skeptical at first. I'm like, oh, a pillow can't really change my sleep life. It did. Normally, I wake up several times a night. The first night I tried My Pillow, I didn't wake up a single time. So this pillow is life-changing for me. I love this thing. My Pillow is so sure you'll be satisfied. They're offering a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, and you can get a deal. You get 50% off two My Pillow premium pillows and two Go Anywhere pillows. That's four pillows. My kids use the Go Anywhere pillows. That's four pillows. Call 1-800-951-8175, 800-951-8175, and use promo code USA.
Vice President Mike Pence and his wife today will be visiting Sutherland Springs, Texas, where 26 people were gunned down in a church on Sunday. 20 other people were hurt. The uncle of the South Texas church shooter says he tried to communicate with him on social media hours before the attack.
He posted on Facebook that he wasn't thinking correct and his head hurt. So I private messaged him and I said, hey, Devin, what's up? Are you okay, bud? Here, have a shot of whiskey or something, man. Life is good. I didn't get any response from him, and then this happened.
His uncle Dave Ivey speaking there to Northwest Digital News, calling his nephew Kelly a coward. President Trump is in China now as his Asia trip continues, his visit resulting in $9 billion worth of business deals being finalized between the U.S. and China. 19 such agreements were inked at a ceremony in Beijing, attended by Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross. The details of the deals have not been made immediately available. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Colonel Sanders from KFC here to talk about the good old days. Well, the good old days are still here in chicken form, specifically in KFC's original recipe fried chicken with 11 herbs and spices. Our delicious chicken is still hand-breaded and pressure-fried just like it was then. Get your fill with two pieces of my original recipe in a $5 fill-up with mashed potatoes, a biscuit, a cookie, and a drink at a KFC near you. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. At participating KFCs, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Looks like some big trouble in China for UCLA basketball after three members of that team were reportedly arrested in China yesterday on suspicion of shoplifting. One of the players is LiAngelo Ball, younger brother of former Bruin and current Laker Lonzo Ball. Cody Riley and Jalen Hill also detained. All three of them are UCLA freshmen. Los Angeles police are now looking into sex abuse claims that have been made for years by actor Corey Feldman. Jason Campadonia has the latest.
The 1980s movie star has long pledged to bring down what he calls a pedophile ring in Hollywood. Feldman filed a report with the LAPD this week, and on Tuesday, officials confirmed they have launched an investigation. The 46-year-old actor has yet to name the powerful industry heavyweights he claims have preyed on young actors, including himself and his best buddy, the late child actor star Corey Haim. Legal experts say the fact that Feldman is trying to make a documentary about the alleged abuse isn't helping his case.
A new initiative between NASA and Uber aiming to get commuters off the ground as Uber has signed a deal with NASA for its flying car project called Uber Elevate. The ride-sharing service wants to make vertical takeoff and landing vehicles that would fly at a very low altitude, while NASA is working to develop traffic management for the low-altitude vehicles. And late word, the Terminal 4 at Phoenix Sky Harbor International Airport in Arizona has been shut down and evacuated, but we're not sure why. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes. happening the following day. It appears that surprise was supposed to be a visit to the demilitarized zone between North and South Korea. However, the trip was halted because of bad weather. The president's helicopter, about 5 minutes away from landing at the DMZ early Wednesday morning, when the unannounced visit was called off because of fog. Vice President Pence today will visit South Texas, where the church shooting occurred on Sunday. Here's Taylor Millard with a preview.
Pence, along with Second Lady Karen Pence, will get to see victims of the First Baptist Church Sutherland Springs attack twice today. The first meeting happens at a San Antonio hospital. Then the vice president will talk with more families at a local high school. The two will also be at a prayer vigil scheduled for this evening. Texas law enforcement is still trying to figure out why Devin Patrick Kelly attacked the church on Sunday, killing 26. He took his own life after being shot by a civilian.
Former Major League pitcher Roy Halladay is dead in a plane crash. He was 40. This is USA Radio News.
Ha!
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program. I have a master's in counseling. I'm a nationally certified counselor and a licensed professional counselor. And that is all of the things after my name. Anyway, today my topic is on gratitude and mental health. November, where we celebrate Thanksgiving, is also National Gratitude Month. So I thought, with that being the case, that it was a good topic for my show today. Now, I know my experience, I will say this, is the majority of clients that come into my office come in depressed, anxious, addicted, feeling sorry for themselves, burdened with memories of the past that are often painful, unresolved issues of grief and loss, and are carrying heavy burdens. To start off a session with, well, I think what we need to do is work on gratitude. Generally speaking, they look at me like I have grown several different heads. Because the concept of exchanging self-pity for gratitude is, I'm not coming up with a word, but it's just not something that they even consider doing. It's just, now you're kidding me? I've had all this loss. I'm carrying all this burden. You want me to be grateful? For what? So I don't usually start with there, with gratitude. Not that it doesn't come up as we do our work together. Because gratitude is a lot more than just saying thank you, which is, you know, good manners. It's a lot more than that. And it's even more than just showing appreciation to some friends and family. Gratitude is actually a way of life. Just like negative thinking. And I think majority of people are very much aware of negative thinking. It's the self-talk that we have when we're by ourselves and our brain is thinking. And sometimes we're not by ourselves, but our brain is thinking. And it's making sentences that sound like, nothing good ever happens to me. If I didn't have bad luck, I wouldn't have any luck at all. I can't find anybody to have a decent relationship with. Everyone out there is an idiot. I never seem to be able to get a good job. No one can really appreciate my skills. I don't like myself. I don't know who I am. I think I'm ugly. I have no talent. All right, you get the idea. And the list can go on and on. I ask my clients in the first session, what are five things that you like about yourself? Not what are you grateful for, but just what do you like about yourself? I would say the majority of my clients may come up with two, sometimes three, very rare if I get four or five. And sometimes it's something like, well, I like my hair. That's nice. That's not what I'm looking for. Or I like that I'm a hard worker. Okay. Or I like that I'm a good mom. So you're telling me things that you do, not things about who you are. So changing that negativity to something that's more positive actually does take some work. One of the things that I suggest to people is to start creating a gratitude list. Come up with 10 things that you're grateful for. Again, people look at me like, really? Didn't you just hear my story? Didn't you just hear what I told you about my life experience? Where in the world do you think I could come up with gratitude? And if you think that I'm going to put down that I'm grateful that I've got running water, you've got something coming to me. Because I'm not going to say that. That's dumb. Well, we do have to start somewhere. And putting down that you're grateful for running water may be a start. Because not everyone in this world has running water. So we can start making a simple list. And the more we start focusing on this list and the more we expand it, we actually may begin to see our lives transform and expand. And that our negative thinking begins to slip away and we move more towards positive thinking. The thing about gratitude is that it actually begins to open doors to healthier relationships. Again, saying thank you is good manners, or showing appreciation can help win new friends. But that's the beginning of an opportunity. So I'm showing good manners to someone, I'm saying thank you to someone, I'm showing some appreciation. It may be the beginning of a new relationship, and so it can lead to opportunities. Just having some gratitude. And isn't that something that we all want? Healthy relationships? I definitely want a healthy relationship with myself. And so it's also looking at myself. What are some things that I am grateful for within my own life? Not just saying thank you to someone else, but appreciating in myself, my own abilities. So that means I need to acknowledge my own abilities, acknowledge my own strengths. Start looking at myself through eyes of gratitude. The abilities that I have. I'm grateful. I'm grateful that I can drive a car. I'm grateful that I have the ability to hold down a job. I'm grateful that I have the ability to pay bills. I'm grateful that I have the ability to clean my house and cook my food. I'm grateful for the ability to walk. I'm grateful that my eyes work and I can see, and my ears work and I can hear. I may not be as talented as some, but I'm grateful for the talents that I do have, and I appreciate that I have some talent. And I have clients say, I have no talent whatsoever. Frankly, I never buy that. Because chances are someone has taught you how to compare yourself to perfection. So, no, maybe I can't play piano like Billy Joel or paint like Michelangelo. Maybe I'm not a mathematician like Einstein, or a fantastic cook like Emeril. However, I know enough. I have a talent to pick really good restaurants. My talents don't, the comparing aspect, it only lessens our ability to have gratitude for what we can do. And oftentimes, that negative attitude prevents us from exploring the talents that we may have. Because I'm never going to be that good, so why should I try? Well, it's about the process. It's about enjoying the process. It's not about the outcome. I've been to some beautiful gardens in this world, and I love gardening. But I am not a professional gardener. I'm not a master gardener. And my garden does fairly well. And I enjoy watching it. I enjoy the process of it. I don't expect that I'm ever going to be able to garden like a master gardener because chances are I'm not going to ever take a course in master gardening. Probably find out that many of things that I don't do correctly. And I don't want to put myself down that path. And I'm satisfied with my ability. Is it absolutely fantastic? No, it's not. That's okay. Having gratitude also means that I may be able to also accept my limitations, be grateful for what I can do, recognize that I can't do it all, and be okay with that. So I'm going to take a short commercial break. I am Ruth Altamura-Roll with Counselor's Chat, and I will be back in a few moments to talk a little bit more about gratitude.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our restaurant showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for today's program. I'm also a licensed professional counselor with a small practice here in town. I'm talking today about gratitude. November is National Gratitude Month, and with Thanksgiving being celebrated, I think that that's probably why those two things are in the same month. And I just wanted to talk about how gratitude can impact mental health. So one of the things that's really interesting, there are studies on gratitude and practicing gratitude showing that there are quite a number of positive psychological effects. We don't practice gratitude very much. At least my experience with the people that come into my office, which is part of what brings them into my office. But it's interesting that a study found that expressing gratitude can help address chronic occupational stress. That people who practice gratitude in a stressful work situation are able to work through the issue much quicker. They found that people who keep gratitude diaries have reduced depressive symptoms and reduced overall stress. And that the study also concludes that taking stock of thankful events as an approach reduces stress and depression. One of the things that you can do is you can get a journal or a log or just, you know, paper and start writing things that you're grateful for, like I said earlier. It shows that when people start writing positive things, that they begin to feel better. Now, one of the things that happens is when we look at brain activity, which is something that we've been doing much more frequently, we find that the brain changes when we practice gratitude. takes basically 3 months, which is a very interesting thing. It takes about 3 months for our brain to change from an old habit to a new habit. So it changes, takes about 3 months to change from negative thinking to positive thinking, from self-pity to gratitude. And the thing is that you have to do this on a regular basis. So roughly 12 weeks of writing things that you're grateful for and reviewing the things that you have written down. It may be that you want to send a letter of gratitude to someone. Even if you end up not sending it, write it anyway. But they find that there are actual changes in the brain in that 12-week period, showing that practicing gratitude can actually help train the brain to be more sensitive to experiences of gratitude and can contribute to an overall improved mental health situation. Not only does gratitude improve psychological health, it can also improve physical health. People who are grateful tend to experience less aches and pains and report feeling healthier and more exuberant and have more energy. Well, it's not surprising because people who are grateful are also more likely to take better care of their health. They exercise more, they're more likely to get 10 regular physical checkups. All of these things contribute to their longevity and their general physical health. I'm grateful that I have a doctor to go to. I'm grateful that there's a flu shot. By the way, I got mine. I hope you get yours. It's really important when we are feeling grateful because we take care of ourselves better. We eat better. We sleep better. When we take care of our physical health and we're changing the way we think from negative thinking to positive thinking, our psychological health changes. As I said, within about 12 weeks, gratitude reduces toxic emotions. Now, what do I mean by toxic emotions? How can there be such a thing? Well, there are. It switches us from feeling envy and resentment to joy and gratitude. Does that mean that we will never feel frustration or regret? No. But what it means is that we don't have these feelings overwhelm us, control us, and pull us down into a dark pit. The more we practice gratitude, the more we have an increase in happiness, the less depression, anxiety, the better our relationships. It's worth trying, I think. And like I said, it actually changes brain function. When we practice gratitude, we actually enhance our ability to show empathy towards others and reduce aggression. Grateful people are more likely to have a more pro-social manner about them. May treat other people with greater kindness. They're more likely, practicing gratitude, enhancing your empathy, more likely to relate with others rather than retaliate against. Even when given negative feedback, the thing is that when I'm grateful for something that I have, I'm more sensitive to people who don't have. I have more empathy towards people who are in pain. And there's definitely a less desire to seek revenge. I can guarantee it that this person in Texas who went in and did this horrific shooting, I mean, I can't believe this is another situation, that this person had no sense of gratitude. This person was probably so negative on life and hateful that they retaliated. The bitterness of their own life did not have the ability to see any areas where they can say, I'm grateful for. And in turn, was filled with hate. Because if I'm not grateful for what I have, I'm jealous and envious of what you have. I want what you have. Because I'm not grateful for what I have. And I'm going to seek revenge. So you can see how gratitude definitely improves empathy and reduces aggression. It's worth practicing. I am grateful for. I am happy that I have this. I am so fortunate in my life. Does that mean that we don't have difficult things that we go through? Absolutely not. But I'm grateful that I've had the strength to endure hardship. Because it has actually made me stronger. The other thing about gratitude, it actually helps people sleep better. And don't we all need a little better sleep? If we spend just 15 minutes jotting down a few things that we're grateful for before bed, it may be one of the best sleeping aids possible. If I have negative thoughts, anxious thoughts, depressive thoughts, resentful thoughts running around through my head before I go to sleep, chances are I'm not going to sleep well. I'm going to have unpleasant dreams. And I'm going to get up on the wrong side of the bed, cranky, angry, and out of sorts. Getting ready for bed. I'm getting ready for bed. I'm getting ready to sleep. It's called sleep hygiene. What do I do to prepare myself to go to bed? Now, some people just throw their clothes off and fall into bed. Turn the TV on and fall asleep. The TV going and the lights on. Chances are they don't sleep well. There really is a way to get yourself prepared. Just like preparing for a meal. Getting out the pot, the pan, the food out of the going grocery shopping, making an idea, a plan, what spices am I going to use? What am I making? Preparing a vegetable, all of those things. I get prepared for my meal. Preparation. When I prepare for my meal, when I set a table, when I sit down and I enjoy the meal, things function better. I eat healthier. I eat slower. I have less stomach problems. Same thing. When I prepare for sleep, put on comfortable clothes, you know, pajamas, nightgown. I even suggest taking a shower or a warm bath at night, because what happens is the warm water, not only does it relax your muscles, it triggers your body into a cool down, and our body wants to cool down. We sleep better when our body is cool, so we're going to sleep better because we've showered or taken a bath in the evening. Take our makeup off, for those of us who wear makeup, brush our teeth, do some prayer or meditation if that's something that you do, and work on a gratitude list. So that I'm preparing my mind. Don't have bright light shining. Have soft lights, even candlelight. You're preparing yourself. It's much healthier than taking a sleeping pill. And it can be a really great routine. Gratitude improves self-esteem. There's a 2014 study published in the Journal of Applied Sports Psychology that found that gratitude increases athletes' self-esteem, which is an essential component to optimal performance. Again, rather than becoming resentful towards other people who may have more money, doing a better job, have a better job, different, you know, a higher position, gratitude helps shift that. And as I said earlier, I've got all these negative things, all this negative self-talk. All that's telling me is that my self-esteem is really, really low. And it is self-esteem, the way I esteem myself, the way I think about myself. The compliments I get from other people is called other esteem. And those compliments, if I have negative self-esteem, mean nothing. Nothing. If I think that I am the ugliest, fattest, dumbest person in the world, and you tell me that I'm pretty and creative, and I would think you're nut, because I wouldn't know who you're talking about, because you're not talking about me. But when I practice gratitude and I look at the things that I have and the things that I can do and my abilities in terms of where I am, even if I say, well, I haven't reached my goals, but I'm grateful that I have goals. I'm grateful I have the ability to look towards the steps that I need to take to attain my goals. I'm learning to, again, appreciate my accomplishments. And I'm going to stop comparing myself, because it only hurts when I do that. You know, you may make the best brownies in the world and have the most fantastic recipe. You know what? I make good brownies too. I use a box mix. Or I may not even be able to do that very well, but boy, I know where I can go. And there's this bakery that has the most fantastic brownies. Does it matter if I've made them, purchased them, made them from box mix, make them from scratch? It doesn't really matter. I was talking with a client the other day about Thanksgiving. She said she's not a good cook. She hates cooking, and nothing that she cooks really comes out very well. But boy, she's really good at shopping and laying out a spread. And knows where to go to get the foods that are going to make her meal spectacular. That's a talent. And she could beat herself up for that. How awful that I can't do that. Or she can say, wow, I'm really good at doing this. Not only that, am I grateful that there are stores that are around that I can go and purchase these lovely dishes that I can put out on my table. And I'm grateful that I have the ability to do that. So I do need to take another commercial break. I am talking about gratitude. November is National Gratitude Month. And I am Ruth Altamira-Roll, your host for Counselors Chat, and I will be back in just a few moments.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamira-Roll, your host for today's program. And I have a private practice here in Flemington. If anyone is interested in finding out more about my practice, you can find me on the web. My webpage is altarollcounselor.net. That's altaroll with two L's, counselor, O-R, .net. I do not keep a waiting list. I work with adults mainly, teenagers, couples. Work on issues of depression, anxiety, post-traumatic stress, grief and loss, anger management. I work with many people who are in early recovery, looking to get into recovery from addiction, people who have a family member who is struggling with addiction, as well as people who have grown up in addictive households. If you are interested, again, please find me on the web at www.altarolecounselor.net. You can also find me on Facebook under Ruth Altamura Roll, MANCCLPC. You can follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook, which I would love for you to do that also. If you have any questions or concerns, you'd like to contact me, set up an appointment. I don't keep a waiting list. You can call me at 908-237-2899. That's 908-237-2899. Well, today I am talking about gratitude, as November is National Gratitude Month. And I've gone through a list of some things here that I think are important, that gratitude actually helps build healthier relationships and improves physical health and psychological health. Gratitude enhances empathy and reduces aggression, can help us sleep better, improve our self-esteem. And gratitude actually has been shown to increase mental strength. Now, what do I mean by that? People who have undergone trauma, gratitude can actually reduce the stress of trauma. So there have been several studies and found that Vietnam War veterans with higher levels of gratitude show lower rates of post-traumatic stress disorder. In addition, there have been studies published that gratitude was a major contributor to the resilience of people following September 11. So it's in recognizing that being thankful for can reduce stress at the worst of times, can actually foster resilience. So one of the things that I said earlier, it's really difficult when you're in that negative, dark, deep place to find any gratitude. But it is something that you can cultivate. The more you write down things that you're grateful for every day, the more you actually physically change the way your brain works so that you actually can develop an attitude of gratitude, as they say. You feel better, you feel more relaxed, you're more resilient, less envious. You find that you're kinder. You have deeper friendships. Your relationships are healthier. In reality, when we're grateful, we have less materialistic needs. We're less self-centered and more optimistic. Our self-esteem grows and our spiritual ability grows. We are healthy. Our sleep improves. We take better care of ourselves. Our energy is increased. We get more exercise. We live longer when we're grateful. And we get sick less. And in addition, it improves our career. And that may not even mean that I go out to work. My career may be a stay-at-home mom. But I'm better able to manage my time. I can set better goals and achieve more. My decision-making is clearer. My productivity goes up. All because I practice gratitude. I think that's pretty amazing. We don't do it that much. And we're living in a time that's just so filled with division and derision and suspicion and envy and looking at other people with disdain. It doesn't do anything. And the more we practice that way of thinking, the sicker we get. Gratitude is very interesting Because one of the things that I said, just sort of touched on, is gratitude has a spiritual element to it. And when I talk about spirituality to my clients, especially to the clients that I have that are agnostic or atheist, it's not about believing in a deity necessarily. But it's gratitude that I have the ability to connect with another person. And it's that connection. I can connect with myself. Now, that doesn't mean that I am self-centered. I'm actually less self-centered because I'm more compassionate. My self-esteem is better, so I take better care of myself, and I get to know myself more. My connection with myself is healthier. I know my boundaries. I know my limits. I know when I say, when I have had enough, it's time for rest. I know who I am, and I know how to take care of myself. And I now have empathy for you. And I can connect with you. And I don't need you to fill me up with self-esteem, that other esteem, because I already feel good about myself. I do things out of spontaneous compassion and empathy, not because I want to get accolades and a good pat on the back. And so it extends from, and this I'm talking about spirituality, from the way I connect with myself to the way I connect with other people around me, to the way I connect with the universe around me, the way I connect with nature. Because I have compassion and gratitude and empathy. I'm not going to throw my garbage out of my car window. I may even pick garbage up as I'm walking along the street and throw it in a receptacle. I'm going to recycle. I'm going to think about things that I do and how it's going to affect the earth, how it's going to affect nature. So gratitude has a huge benefit to it. And sometimes when we find that we're negative, taking that time to start writing things that we're grateful for, even if it's five things, even if it's those silly little things like I'm grateful for running water, I'm grateful that I have eyelashes. I'm grateful that I have taste buds. I'm grateful that I have a job. I'm grateful that I have friends. I'm grateful that I have a chair to sit in. I'm grateful that I have enough for today. So there may be some mindfulness practice that gets played into this, because I don't know if I'm going to have enough for tomorrow. That's all right. I have enough for today. And that's what's important. My goodness, it just makes life better. We feel good. And there's no, it's not a magical pill. It's an attitude. It's the way of looking at life. It's about being amazed. Oh my gosh, I can see colors. I can hear sounds. When I practice gratitude, my memories begin to get happier. I'm no longer envious. I'm relaxed. I'm friendlier. My marriage is doing well. I actually look better. I don't have that negative look on my face. I don't look worried and haggard. With only about 20% of people in the United States practicing gratitude, you would think with all of its benefits, oh, and it's free, and all of its benefits, you would think we would really be practicing it a lot more. The reality is we have to be taught. So part of what I'm doing here, part of the reason I do counselors chat, is to provide information to do just that. So if you're interested in finding out more about what I've done on Counselor's Chat or want to go back and listen to some of the past shows, please go on Facebook, onto Counselor's Chat, because I advertised my show, and then you could go on to the Hunterdon Chamber Radio, look in the archives, and you could go, you can match the date with the topic. And I've got many, many topics. I am grateful to the Chamber of Commerce for giving me this opportunity. I've been doing this now, I guess, for maybe about 5 years. And I'm really grateful that I've had this opportunity to be able to bring information about good mental health. So on that note, I am at the end of my show, and I do wish you all good mental health. Practice that gratitude. This is Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for Counselor's Chat.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addiction, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Japan? Check. South Korea? Check. Now, President Trump and the First Lady have arrived in China. Bill Zimfer brings us up to date on the lengthy Asian trip they're taking.
Wednesday, largely a tourist day for the president as he toured the Forbidden City in Beijing and took part in a lavish dinner in one of the palaces in the complex. It's a unique honor for the president, the first world leader to attend an official dinner in the Forbidden City. Thursday, the president and Chinese President Xi will conduct a series of talks on North Korea, trade, and other issues.
Then it's on to Vietnam and the